哈利路亚，奉耶稣基督圣名做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, I give testimony.
请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章二十八节。二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 28.
这里保罗说啊，我们传扬他，他就是耶稣了，我们传扬主耶稣。
Here, Paul says that when we proclaim him, then he is Jesus.
是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
Here, Paul says that we proclaim him and teaching everyone with all the wisdom that we may present everyone perfect in Christ, before Christ.
我们所说的得救的正路呢，就是把人能够在基督耶稣里完完全全地引到神面前。
Tonight we talk about this truth of salvation, this path of salvation. We are leading the people and everyone perfect before Christ.
真的能够完全地引到神的面前啊，这样子才算是啊真正的啊这个得救的证。
To truly bring a person before Christ, then that is the true path of salvation.
那么对于得救的正路呢？啊，昨天晚上先讲了第一个阶段。
Regarding this path of salvation, we already talked first sections last night.
那么第一个阶段呢、啊，就是人要领受主耶稣所赐的救恩的准备阶段。
The first path is that.Man has received the salvation from Christ.
也是人需要具备的条件。
And that's criteria that we have to observe.
你没有具备悔改和相信的这个条件，你就没有资格领受主耶稣从天降下来的这个救恩。
If you do not believe and repent, then you cannot receive this salvation.From Lord Jesus, from heaven.
尤其是头一个悔改，人都不愿意听。
Whenever we talk about repentance, not many people want to listen.
因为悔改就感觉自己有罪啊，才需要悔改啊。
Because when we say you have to repent, that means you have sin.
但是没有人愿意啊，就是即使他犯罪啊，知道自己犯罪啊。他不愿意讲。
Even a person has sinned, the person may be unwilling to admit that he has sinned.
即使有人指责他呀，他还一直辩解，一直否认。
Someone else may rebuke him, he may still deny that he has sinned.
那这就是人的常情了。
And this is a weakness of man.
那这样的话呢，你就没有办法来领受这个救恩。
And if you're like this,It is not possible for you to receive salvations.
与主耶稣的救恩无缘呢。
Then you will have no part with the salvations of Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣说，没有病的人用不着医生。
The Lord Jesus said, for those people who are not ill, does not require a physician.
自己认为有病的才要找医生。
Only those person who know that they are ill, they will look for a physician.
肉体上当然是这样，但主耶稣在这里不是说肉体上的病。
However, this does not refer to the physical illness.
是指心灵上的病。
But rather, Jesus is referring to the spiritual illness.
心灵上的病啊，就是罪。
The spiritual illness is sin.
所以认为自己有罪了，才要到主耶稣这一位属灵的医生。
Only when you know that you have sinned, then you will want to go before Jesus, who is a spiritual physician.
那假如你很自义，我没犯什么罪，
However,
那就跟主耶稣无份。
If you consider yourself self-righteous, then you will not have any part with the Lord Jesus.
其实，我们人真正有把握说自己没有罪吗？
In actual fact, can any one of us call ourselves sinless?
我先引用孔子所说的话。
I would like to take a saying given by Confucius, a philosopher.
我们中国的这个罪的字啊，这个汉字啊，写一个"四"， 下面写一个非，是非。
In the Chinese character sin, it made up of two radical, four on top and negative, beneath the four.
那么是非是什么呢？
And what does that mean? The radical of yes and no together.
犯了这个是非啊，就是罪了。
When you have committed this, then you have sinned.
那么根据孔子所说的是非啊，就是非礼勿视，非礼勿听，非礼勿言，非礼勿动。
And according to what Confucius have said, is anything that is wrong and you still do it, then you have committed the wrong.
不合礼义的。
Things that is totally irrational.
不要看。
Things that is not right, you should not see.
没有合礼义的，没有合礼貌的东西，不要听。
Anything that is not respectful, you should not listen.
没有合乎礼的啊，这个会得罪人的啊，没有礼貌的话不要讲。
Anything that's indecent, you should not speak.
那么没有哦，这个合理的啊，这种动作不要做。
Any deed that is not right, then you should not do it.
非礼勿视，非礼勿听，非礼勿言，非礼勿动。就是罪。
And all the things that you should not see, you should not listen, you should not speak, and you should not do, all these are the four things that you should not do if they are not right.
那么我们回想看看，这个，这不应该看的东西，我们看过没有？
So all the senses that appeal to us when we know that they are wrong and we still look at them, so do you think that's wrong?
不应该听的话，我们曾经听过没有？
And gossip that's not right, and yet we open our ears and listen to the gossip. Do you
不应该 说的话，尤其是骂人的话，我们说过没有
？And words that's not right that will hurt others, and have we spoken that before?
不应该啊，不应该啊啊做的动作的，这个我们做过没有？比方说打人的事情，我们做过没有
？Actions that hit others, do you think that we have done that?
我们有把握。敢说我没有，这个事情都没有。
Are we confident to say that we did not commit any one of them?
你如果有把握的话，举手看看。
And if you're confident said that I've never done any of them, you can raise your hand.
没有人举手啊。
Nobody will.
那你就承认你有罪喽。
So therefore, everyone knows that they have sinned.
那你还敢说我没有罪吗
？Then how dare can we say that we have never sinned?
而且审判在神。
We know judgment is in God.
神对罪的，这个标准不是人的标准。
It is God who set the standard of sin, and it's not man.
人不懂说我没有杀人放火，为什么我有罪啊？因为杀人放火的这个大罪才是罪。
A man may say, I've never set a fire, commit an arson or murder, then I've never sinned.
但是神的审判不是凭人的标准来审判的。
However, how God is going to judge man is not according to standards set by man.
是凭着神的标准来审判。
But it's according to standards set by God himself.
那么神的标准是什么呢
？And what is the standard of God's judgment?
请看雅各书。
Let's turn the book of James.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章十七节。
Verse 17.James chapter 4 verse 17.
人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。不是犯什么罪才是罪，知道行善而就没有去行，那么这个就是罪。
Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and he doesn't do it sins.
比方说我应该帮助他，我没有帮助他，那这个在神的看法就是罪了。
For example,You need to help someone who is in need, and yet you did not help the person. Then, in the eyes of God, you have sinned.
神的标准是这样。
This is the standard of God.
孔子的标准是知善不为无勇也。
And Confucius himself also have a standard, and which is if you know that's good and still you did not do the good, then it is beyond tolerance.
你知道这个善应该要去做，不做啊，你就没有勇气。只说没有勇气。
If you know that it is good things and you should do it, and yet you did not do it, then you do not have the courage.
人的标准是这样。
This is man's standard.
但是神的标准说人若知道行善却不行，这就是他的罪。
The standard of God, as said in verse 17, if anyone knows that the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, has sinned.
所以哪一个人可以有把握啊，我没有罪呢？
So can anyone here have the confidence to admit that he has no sin?
有人可以做到合乎神的标准的啊，这个地步，免得神的审判吗？
Can anyone meet the standard of God so that he will not face his judgment of God?
如果有的话，那就不要耶稣的救恩了。
If there is such a person, then this person does not need the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以人要走这个天国路的开始，你要回想你的罪。
Therefore, everyone has to walk on this path of salvation and have to examine his own sin.
承认自己的罪。
To admit that his own sin.
就要悔改。
Therefore, you have to repent.
所以痛悔前非，改过自新。
You must remorseful repent and start.
这个是第一步。
Again, this is the first step.
然后要相信耶稣就是救主。
Now, the second step is that you have to believe that Jesus is the Savior.
耶稣才能够救我脱离这个罪人的这个救主。
Only Jesus Himself can depart us from sin.
你有这个准备了。从天上下来的真正的救恩才会临到我们的身上。
Only when you have this heart, then the salvations will come from heaven into your heart.
那么真正的救恩是什么呢？
What is this true salvation?
在我们教会是说水灵二洗。
In our church, we call this baptism of the water and the spirit.
你真正悔改之后啊，不是你悔改，你罪都得到赦免。
It doesn't mean that the moment when you repent, then your sin will automatically be forgiven.
就这个主耶稣宝血洗去您的罪的。
However, it is true the blood of Jesus that has washed away your sin.
因为圣经记载，这个不流血啊，人的罪就不得到赦免。
Because the Bible tells us that if there's no blood that's been shed, then the man's sins cannot be forgiven.
而没有罪的主耶稣必定在十字架担当我们的罪。所以借着他宝血啊，来洗去我们的罪。
It is true, Jesus that has been crucified on the cross, that has shed the blood to wash away our sin.
洗礼的意思就在这里了。
And this is the very purpose of water baptism.
所以即使说你说我悔改了，我相信了。
Even though you admitted that I have believed and repented.
或者有些教会要说你悔改相信了啊，就得救了。
And some church even think that the moment you have repented, then you are saved.
我们不这样讲，这样子不能完完全全地引到神面前。
We will not say this because we are not leading you perfectly before Christ.
悔改相信是你要领受这个救恩的准备阶段，就是条件了。要具备这个条件，才有办法领受救恩的。
To repent, that is one of the criteria.
那么是什么救恩呢？那么就是先领受罪是宝血，为我们的罪流的这个宝血的洗礼，来洗去你的罪。
But what is true salvation? The true salvation is to receive this water baptism, to allow the water, the blood to wash away our sin.
请看《使徒行传》二章三十八节。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2:38.
从三十七节看
，verse 37，
前面呢、啊，彼得啊，阐明耶稣为我们的罪而死，第三天复活，所以他才是我们的救主。
First Peter he preached that Jesus had died for us and crucified and resurrected, and thus he is our Savior.
而你们把这位救主啊钉在十字架。
And yet, you are the one who has crucified him on the cross.
所以这些众人听到这个话呢，比如说呢，就觉得扎心啊，很难过啊。
And when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart.
他们的心窍被打开了，感觉自己做错了，在扎心啊。
Now they are cut to the heart. Their heart is opened because they knew that they have committed the wrong.
所以就对彼得和其余的使徒说啊，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？怎样行才能得救的意思啊
？So the people said to Peter and the other apostle, brothers, what shall we do?
既然我们犯了这个大罪，要怎么来做才能得救呢
？Since we have committed such a big sin, what should we do in order to be saved?
那彼得就告诉他们得救之道了。
So Peter replied and tell them this truth of salvations.
彼得说你们个人要悔改。
Peter replied, repent and be baptized.
彼得在这里说要先悔改。
Here Peter said, the first criteria is to repent.
再来要奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
And next is to be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
当然你受洗之前悔改还要相信啊。
Of course, you have to believe. Prior to repentance,
相信耶稣就救主啊，他的宝血会洗去我的罪啊，这样子才奉耶稣基督名来受洗啊。
You believe Jesus Christ is a savior, that his blood will be able to wash away your sin, then only you can be forgiven.
那么这样就可叫你们的罪啊得赦。
Then only your sins can be forgiven.
这个就是我们的罪能够得到赦免。得到神赦免的方法啊
And this is the very basic criteria of how our sin can be forgiven by God.
那么我们的罪被得赦之后，就蒙神称义啊，能够做他的儿子啊，就领受做儿子凭据的圣灵了。
The moment our sin is being washed away and forgiven, then we are called righteous. And God will call us his children, and we will receive this promised Holy Spirit.
这个就是神赐给人类的，能够进天国的救恩啊。
And this is the salvation that God wants to give the mankind in order to enter into this heavenly kingdom.
有罪的人先解决他的罪。
First, you must get rid of your sin.
那么蒙神称义，承认你是我的儿子啦。
Then only you are called righteous to be considered the children of God.
然后赐下圣灵给他
Then God will give you this Holy Spirit
做这个神儿子的凭据
To be this guarantee of the sonship
将来我们进天国领受基业啊神的儿子嘛领受神要给我们的基业啊
So now since you are the children of God you will receive this inheritance from God one day in heaven
这个就是神赐给我们能够得救的这个方法
This is the criteria and ways that God has given us for us to be saved.
这样子我们才有办法走天国路，进到神的面前呢。
Only then we can walk on this path and come before God Himself.
我们已经没有罪的神的儿子，还有这个圣灵做凭据。
Now that we have no sin and All the more we have this Holy Spirit as our guarantee and seal of salvation.
怎么不能进天国见神的面呢
？All the more we can enter before God and see God.
这个就是要引人完完全全的进到神的面前的方法。
And this is the way that will guide a person perfectly before God.
那么这个耶稣基督所赐给我们的恩典呢
？And this is true the grace that Our Lord Jesus has given us.
那么感谢神，这个真正的救恩的水灵二洗的恩典赐在我们教会。
And we thank God, this salvation of water and spirit baptism is present in our church.
所以我们敢我们的招牌写真耶稣教会。
And therefore we dare to put that we are call ourselves the true Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会的真。就是有神的真救恩在我们教会。
The name of this church, Truth, means that we have true God present in this church.
弟兄姊妹们，这个水灵二洗是我们真耶稣教会的宝贝啊。
And we all know that here that water and spirit baptism are our precious gift from God.
我们能够称为真教会的原因，就是在有这个真正救恩的水灵二洗啊。
And today we can call this true church is because of the water and spirit baptism.
所以假如有人问你们说你们为什么称为真呢
And if people were to ask us why we call ourselves the true church.
就是我们因为有神真正的救恩，能够赦免我们罪的洗礼，能够做神儿子的凭据的圣灵，所以我们成为正。
This is because God has given us His baptism of water and Spirit, and the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, is a guarantee of salvation that He has given us.
以后有人问你，你就不要说我不知道了。
So you should not say, I do not know, if people were to ask you, why is it called the true church?
就按照刚才我所说的，神的真正的救恩，洗去我们的罪的洗礼和受神儿子凭据的圣灵。所以我们有把握进到神的面前，所以我们成为真的教会。
The reason we are called the true church is because God has given us this baptism of water and spirit, and we have this way that we can lead the person to God.
有些教会不承认这个洗礼有赦罪的功效。
Some church they do not regard baptism has the efficacy of washing away the sin.
那么这样的福音呢、就违背了圣经的记载了。
And if they were to preach this, this has gone against the teaching of the Bible.
圣经还有其他地方，明明的说，这个洗礼是洗去我们的罪的。
In the Bible, there are many areas that tells us that baptism washes away sin.
请看《使徒行传》22:16。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 22.
《使徒行传》22:16
Verse 16，
这是亚纳尼亚神差遣这个亚纳尼亚呀去对保罗，以前的名叫扫罗，要来接受耶稣的救恩的话。
And this is a word spoken, when a man named Ananias came to see him.
十六节他说，这个现在你为什么单脸呢？起来求告他的名，就是耶稣的名，奉耶稣的名受洗，洗去你的罪啊。
Now Paul said, and now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name.
这里明明的说，这个洗去你的罪啊。
Here it says very clearly that baptism is to wash your sins away.
洗礼的真正的意义就是要洗去我们的罪的。
So the significance of baptism is to wash your sins away.
这个耶稣的宝血能够洗去我们的罪的。
It is through the blood of Jesus that your sin will be washed away.
那么我们教会为什么这个洗礼啊能够洗去人家的罪呢？
Why is that in our church the water baptism has theEffect of washing away sin.
头一个就是神赐给我们有圣灵。
First, it is because of this Holy Spirit that God has given us.
赦罪的权柄在于圣灵。
The power of forgiving sin lies in the power of the Holy Spirit.
赦罪的权柄不在于人。
The power of forgiving sin does not lie in man.
传道者奉耶稣基督的名给你。洗礼洗去你的罪，这个就是因为有圣灵的传道者，或者有圣灵的信徒在那里祷告，圣灵运行在那里，圣灵来洗去他的罪。
When the preacher said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, your sin is washed away," it is this Holy Spirit that worked with the preacher that dwells in the preacher.That washed away the sin of the person during water baptism.
请看，使徒约翰福音20。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 20.
20:21。
Verse 21, John chapter 20, verse 21.
耶稣复活之后啊，向门徒显现。
When Jesus resurrected, he appeared to his disciples.
21节，记载耶稣对门徒说啊，愿你们平安。
Verse 21 says, Jesus said to his disciple, "Peace be with you."
父就是天父怎样差遣了我，我也照样要差遣你们。
As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you.
22节。
Verse 22.
说了这个话呀，就向他们吹了一口气呀，说。 你们受圣灵。
And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit.
23节
Verse 23.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。
If you forgive anyone's his sins, they are forgiven.
你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
If you do not forgive them, then they are not forgiven.
这一段耶稣应许以圣灵差遣门徒去施洗，去赦免人的罪。
Here, this is a promise by Jesus Christ himself to give his disciples this authority to wash and forgive the sin of anyone who come before them.
你们受圣灵之后呢，你们就可以赦免人的罪。
First, they must receive the Holy Spirit. After when they receive the Holy Spirit, then they can forgive anyone's his sins.
那么这里就是奉耶稣的名给人施洗，洗去他的罪之后呢，他的罪就赦免了，被赦免了。
And therefore it follows, it says, for anyone who preach in the name of Lord Jesus and forgive the person's sin, then the person's sin is forgiven.
假如不愿意接受这个洗礼的话，保险洗礼的话，那他的罪就留下来了，没办法洗去了。
If a person is unwilling to receive this baptism, then the sin will remain and will not be forgiven.
所以头一个，我们给人施洗的这个水啊，能够成为主耶稣的宝血，洗去人的罪的原因，就是因为我们有神赐给我们的圣灵。
And the very fact that this water can wash away the sin and the precious blood of Jesus is because we have this Holy Spirit that God has given us.
所以我们洗礼的这个水啊，那个场面啊，常常有信徒，甚至于不是信徒，也会看见这个洗礼的那个水啊，这个红红的，变成红红的，主耶稣宝血的血。
And there are many testimonies that people have witnessed how the water has turned into blood during water baptism.
这个证明我们的洗礼真正有主耶稣的宝血运行在那里，真正的可以洗去人的罪。
And this is to tell us very, very clearly that it's indeed that the presence of Jesus' blood that washed away the sin of sinners.
因此，洗礼之后，有些病人病得到医治了。
Therefore, many a time in our church, for those people who are ill, after baptism, their illness was cured.
如果这个病是从罪来的，因为罪得到赦免了，他病就好了。
If this illness comes from sin, and after this person's sin is forgiven, then of course this person's illness is cured.
我们曾经有这个要背着没有办法走路的这种病人背着去洗礼洗礼上来的时候可以自己走路了。
And there are times that we have to carry the candidate who are ill and who couldn't walk to the baptism site. And after baptism, miraculously, that this person can walk out of the water.
有更厉害的，就用担架，躺在担架，信徒把他抬到这个洗礼场，扶着他进水。传道者奉耶稣的基督的圣名洗去他的罪，起来得到医治，能够走路，也有这个例子。
And there are also some who are critically ill who has to be led to the water by stretcher, and after the baptism, this person can even get up from the stretcher and able to walk.
这个真是证明我们的洗礼能够洗去人的罪所以病才能够得到医治的这个神迹显现。
And this is the proof that it's because our water baptism can wash away the sins of a person, and then this person's illness can be cured.
还有这个洗礼之后回来会堂祷告得到圣灵的也不少。
And there are also many cases where after a person being baptized, they come back to the church and pray, and they receive the Holy Spirit.
神圣洁的灵啊，当你罪洗去了，成为蒙神为称义了，那神的灵就降在你的身上。
The moment when your sin is being washed away, this pure and holy spirit that belongs to God will come unto you.
来承认你 够资格做我的儿子啊。
To acknowledge the fact that you are worthy to be my child.
而凭着这个圣灵啊，你将来可以到天国来领受产业了。
And it's based on this Holy Spirit that one day you can receive the inheritance of heaven.
有些洗礼上来的时候，原来喜欢喝酒啊、抽烟或者赌博，
and some people
自然就弃掉，就不想喝，不想抽。
Prior to baptism, they were smokers, they were alcoholics, they were gamblers. But after water baptism, they do not have the urge to do any of that anymore.
圣灵就是有这种力量的。
And this is the power of the Holy Spirit.
原来是从天降下来的圣灵啊，就是一种力量，神赐给我们的一种力量。
This Holy Spirit come from heaven is a power from God.
那么，即使没有这种体验的人呢、啊，普通从水里上来的时候啊，感觉很轻松，好像一种这些受洗的人的体验呢、啊，证明我们的洗礼真正有洗去人的罪的权柄功效。
So all the experiences of the members who have been baptized, they can testify to you this power of water baptism in our church.
这个就是神赐给我们教会的圣灵的能力。
And this is based on this Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit that God has given us to this church.
而你成为神的儿子之后啊，神就赐下圣灵给你做神儿子的凭据。
And now that you are called the children of God, God will of course give you this guarantee of inheritance.
所以我们教会啊不是随便传福音的。
And therefore, we are very serious when we preach the gospel.
我们是让你有所体验的。
It is only when you have the experience from God.
受洗之后的体验。
The experience after water baptism.
你们领受到圣灵的话，这个更大的这个体验。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, that is a true experience.
这两个晚上你们都看过我们最后的那一次祷告，都是有圣灵的人用圣灵说方言的祷告。
For last two nights, you have seen how we have prayed, and when we pray, we move and we speak in tongues.
因为有没有圣灵，就凭着你有没有说这个灵言方言呢、啊、
？And whether you have the Holy Spirit is based on the fact whether you speak in tongues.
没有教会承认他没有圣灵，他们知道没有圣灵就不是属耶稣的、属基督的。
The church, every church knows that if there is no Holy Spirit, then they do not belong to Christ.
但是什么叫做圣灵呢
？Then what is this Holy Spirit?
根据圣经记载啊，就是能够说灵言呐、啊，身体啊震动啊，能够说灵言，我们中圣经叫做方言呐、啊。这个做凭据的。
The Bible tells us that His Holy Spirit is evidenced by speaking in tongues.
请看这个《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to the Book of Acts, Chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts Chapter 2.
这是使徒时代圣灵降下来的这个情况。
And this is in chapter 2 tells us a time when during the days of Pentecost.
从第一节看吧，使徒行传二章第一节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。二节。
Verse 2.
忽然从天上啊有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。第三节。
Verse 3.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人的头上。第四节
Verse 4,
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。这个当时五旬节那一天，门徒求圣灵得到圣灵的情况。
And this was what happened when the members were praying for the Holy Spirit and have received the Holy Spirit.
那么一个证据啊，就是说圣灵啊所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
And one of the signs is when the person receives the Holy Spirit, he begins to speak in tongues.
我们中文说是别国的话来啊，所以以后这个圣灵啊都用方言说方言，这个就是下面啊从世界各地回到耶路撒冷来的人啊，当他们说这个灵言的时候啊，听到他们地方的这个语言。
And as we read on, those people who has received the Holy Spirit and people hear them speaking in tongues of other languages,
大概因为这个缘故嘛，中文就是说起别国的话来。
And in verse 4 it says that they begin to speak in other tongues.
以后的这个说灵言啊，舌头转动的灵言啊，就说方言。
And when we roll in tongues, we are also speaking in tongues.
其实呢，不是别国的话。
However, it doesn't necessarily refer to the language of other nations.
It 不是方言。
And it's not a kind of dialects.
是圣灵充满的人啊。说出的灵言，属灵的言语。
It is when the Holy Spirit that fills you that you speak a spiritual language.
这个原来是人听不懂的。
And this kind of language cannot be understood by man.
那这一次呢，是神特别的恩典，让他们听，好像听到他们住的地方的别国的话。
However, in verse 6, it was because of this grace of God that allows them to understand this language spoken. And it seems that it's their own language.
原文啊，不是别国的话，也不是方言。
The original text, translations of this word tongues, does not refer to other languages.
是舌头转动的声音。
The original translations of tongues refers to the rolling of your tongues.
所以对照英文说 speak in tongues, speak in other tongues, 这样翻译。
So in English, it's speak in tongues and to speak in other tongues.
就是说起别的，你真正翻译变成奇异的，因为人家听不懂嘛，奇异的舌音，舌头转动的音。
And to speak in a tongue that people will not understand, it is a tongue that you roll.
这是圣经告诉我们真正的领受圣灵的证据。
And this is what the Bible tells us, the true evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
而是能够人家听得见、看得见的。
It is an evidence that people can hear and they can see.
不是静静的在你的心里，人不知。自己也不大清楚的。
And it's not something that's quiet in our heart that nobody can see and nobody can hear.
请看这个二章的三十三节。
Chapter 2, verse
33. 主耶稣啊，被钉十字架之后啊，复活以后升天呢，就被神的右手高举呀，这个小子或作他。既高举在神的右边又从父啊受了所应许的圣灵啊，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。这个明明说圣灵浇灌下来人家看得见听得见。
Verse 33 says that exalted to the right hand of GodHe has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. Here it says the Holy Spirit can be seen and can be heard.
听得见就是他说这个灵言啊，舌头转动的声音啊，看得见呢，身体摇摆啊。
You can see, you can hear, and what you can hear is this person speaking in tongue, the rolling of tongues, and what you can see is this person moving his body when he's praying.
请看这个第二章的十三节。
And let's read verse 13, chapter 2, verse 13.
这些从当时的世界各地回来耶路撒冷的这些人呢、不但听到他们的地方的言语呀、还有人讥笑说、他们无非是新酒灌满了。
And all those people who have come here, they make fun of those people who has received the Holy Spirit and said they have had too much wine, they were drunk.
新酒灌满了就醉酒了。 啊，醉酒了，醉酒的人呢就摇摇摆摆啊，身体震动啊，不能静下来啊。
In other words, when this person is drunk, this person is moving his body and cannot be quiet down.
所以这两个晚上你们看到我们受圣灵的信徒的这个圣灵的祷告啊，啊，就是身体震动啊，舌头转动啊。
For last two nights, you have seen how our members pray. Their body moves and they roll in tongue and speak in tongues.
这个是圣经记载的圣灵的凭据啊，听得见，看得见的。
This is what the Bible says. This evidence of the Holy Spirit can be seen and can be heard.
刚才我说过啊，没有一个教会承认，没有信徒承认，我没有圣灵。
Of course, every church will admit that they have the Holy Spirit.
甚至也有人怀疑啊，去问他们的牧师啊，啊，说究竟我有没有圣灵啊？
Some members of other churches, they will ask their pastor or preacher whether they indeed have the Holy Spirit.
那牧师一定说有啊，怎么没有啊？你信的时候就有了。
And of course, the pastor says, of course you have the Holy Spirit. The moment you believe, you have the Holy Spirit.
或者有人或者会说你有啊，你受洗的时候就有了。
And some other pastor will even say that the moment you are baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit.
还有说有啊，你信主之后啊，就是行为改变呐、啊。以前坏行为都改变了，怎么没有圣灵？这个就是圣灵的果子嘛，不然的话怎么有圣灵的果子
？Or they will even say that after when you have been baptized, your behavior has changed, and now that you have this gift of the Holy Spirit, therefore, of course, you have the Holy Spirit in you.
这个听起来好像很有道理啊。
And it seems that they are all right.
但是明白圣经的人啊，我们可以根据圣经反驳，这个不是得圣灵的证据。
However, if you know the Bible well, you can rebuke them and say that this is not the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
圣经都有记载，不是信的时候就有，不是受洗的时候就有，不是好有好行为的表现就有了。
The Bible tells us very clearly, it is not the moment when you believe, the moment that you have good deeds that you have this Holy Spirit.
请看使徒使行传十九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 19.
十九章第一节。亚波罗在哥林多的时候啊，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里呢遇见几个门徒，问他们说：“你们信的时候受了圣灵没有
？”Verse two。
那么他们回答说没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。又说的信徒很坦白，他说没有圣灵赐下来。
Here Paul asked, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They answered, no, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit.
保罗是问他们说啊，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有呢？
First, Paul asked,When you believe, do you receive the Holy Spirit?
那么他们就回答说没有，所以他们信的时候没有。
And they answered, no.
这个证明不是信的时候就有了。
And this proved to us that it's not the moment that you believe you have the Holy Spirit.
你怎么能够违背圣经的说法说有呢？骗人骗自己呢？
How can you go against the Bible and lie to yourself and others?
第三节。
Verse 3.
保罗说：“这样你们受的是什么洗
？”So Paul asked them, "Then what baptism did you receive?"
他们说是约翰的洗
，John's baptism.
第四节
，Verse four.
保罗说：“约翰所行的是悔改的洗呀、啊，告诉百姓，当信那在他以后来的就是耶稣。为什么他们信的时候没有圣灵呢
？”Why is that when they believed they did not receive the Holy Spirit?
因为他是。接受了施洗约翰的洗礼了。
It is because they only received this baptism by John the Baptist.
而施洗约翰的洗礼啊，没有洗去人罪的权柄。
However, this John's baptism does not have the power of forgiving people's sin.
是要促进人、催促人要悔改啊，来准备。以后来的主耶稣基督才有赦罪的权柄啊。
John's baptism was only a baptism of repentance to prepare a person to Jesus.
那么他们知道了没有圣灵的原因呢？第五节就说他们听见这话呀，奉主耶稣的名受洗。
And now that they know the reason why they do not have the Holy Spirit, in verse 5, on hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus.
要奉主耶稣的名受洗，而且有圣灵的保罗给他施洗，借着圣灵的力量才可以洗去他的罪。
Therefore, when they baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus, and it's through the Holy Spirit that dwells in Paul that has this power to wash their sins away.
所以受洗之后从水里上来的时候啊，保罗就按手在他们头上，圣灵就降在他们身上了。
So after the baptism, when Paul placed his hand on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues.
真正这个有赦罪权柄的这个洗礼之后啊，他们就得到圣灵了。
Only after when you receive this baptism that has the power to wash away your sin, then only you can receive this Holy Spirit.
为什么他们知道他们受了圣灵呢？
How is that they know that they have received this Holy Spirit?
因为他们就说方言，说这个灵言，舌头转动的声音。
Because they spoke in tongues.
有些人又说预言，借着这个灵言啊，说出一些预言来。
And some even continue to prophesy.
一共约有十二个人。
Verse 7, there were about 12 men in all.
谁有圣灵，谁没有圣灵，还可以知道，可以算呢。
They can even count the number of people who has the Holy Spirit.
因为能够听得见看得见的圣灵嘛。
Because the Holy Spirit you can see and you can hear, therefore you can count who has the Holy Spirit.
看到他们身体震动了，或者舌头转动了。
When you see the body move and the tongue is rolling.
你们如果从外教会来的这个朋友啊，你们教会有没有这个情形？
And from some of you who come from other churches, do you see this in your own church?
有没有说方言？有没有可以算哪几个这次祷告哪几个人得圣灵？
Can you count the number of people who has received the Holy Spirit in your church?
我们可以算。
In our church, we can count the people who has the Holy Spirit.
因为看他身体震动，还要听他有没有说方言、说灵言。
Because we can see the person's moving when praying, and you can hear this person whether this person is speaking in tongues.
所以我们知道谁有圣灵，谁有圣灵，这一次几个人受圣灵可以算。
Therefore, in our church, we can count the number of people who has received the Holy Spirit.
在你们的教会有这个情形吗？
Can you see this in your own church?
所以不是信的时候就有啊。
So it doesn't mean that the moment you believe, you receive the Holy Spirit.
再来看，不是受洗的时候就有。
It doesn't mean that the moment you're baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit.
请看这个《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
第八章的十四节
Verse 14,
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚的人领受了神的道，就打发彼得约翰往他们那里去。十五节
Verse 15,
两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。十六节
Verse 16,
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。奉主耶稣的名受了洗是正确的，是有赦罪功效的洗礼。
It is correct to be baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们还没有圣灵。
However, they have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
所以不是受洗就有圣灵啊。
So it doesn't mean that the moment you're baptized, you have the Holy Spirit.
我们教会里面还有不少的人受了洗啊，还没有圣灵啊。
In our church, there are so many of us.Who are baptized but have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
撒玛利亚的这些信徒也是一样，奉主耶稣的圣名，是这个赦罪的洗礼，但是还没有受圣灵。
And it's the same for the people in Samaria. They have been baptized and yet they have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
所以在耶路撒冷长老们呢，就把这个。按所给人受圣灵的恩赐的彼得和约翰呢、啊，差遣去他们， 给他们按手，让他们来得胜。
Therefore, the elders of Jerusalem sent Peter and John to them and placed a hand on them, and they received the Holy Spirit, as in verse 17.
于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵了。
They placed a hand on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
彼得和约翰呢，有这种恩赐，所以给他们按手，因为他们接受过合法的洗礼嘛，赦罪的洗礼嘛，所以给他们按手，他们就得圣灵，有资格得圣灵了。
And Peter and John have this gift, to lay hand on those who has been baptized, and therefore they're worthy to receive the Holy Spirit.
最后一个，不是有好行为，那么就是有圣灵。
And lastly, doesn't mean that you have good deeds, you receive the Holy Spirit.
请看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
第十章第一节，第一节
，First one，
在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长，他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。这个哥尼流一家人呢、啊，已经信神了，信这位造物主真神了。
Cornelius and his family has already believed in God.
而第二节记载他是虔诚的人，全家都敬畏神，都多周济百姓，常常祷告神。行为不是够好的吗？当做一个信徒，行为不是够好了吗
？In verse 2 it says that he and his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. So you can see that he is indeed a very good man.
但是那个时候他们还没有圣灵。
With very good deed, however, they do not have the Holy Spirit.
怎么知道他们没有圣灵呢
？How can we tell that they do not have the Holy Spirit？
因为他们得圣灵是以后请彼得来。讲道的时候才受圣灵的。
And we can know this only after when Peter came to preach to them that they received the Holy Spirit.
四十四节
，verse 44，
四十四节
，chapter 10 verse 44。
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。他们还没有受洗啊、哦，这彼得来讲耶稣的这个福音呢、啊。就在听的当中就受圣灵了。
When Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message.
为什么知道他们受圣灵呢
？How is that you know that they have received the Holy Spirit?
看下去，那些奉格里和彼得同来的信徒啊，见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上啊，就都稀奇。四十六节
，verse 46，
因听见他们说方言。听见他们说方言
For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God.
称赞神伟大
They praise God.
一说方言，说灵言，舌头转动的声音，会知道他们受圣灵。
Here we can see that the gift of the Holy Spirit is evidence and poured into these Gentiles when they heard them speaking in tongues.
四七节，于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，跟我们受的圣灵一样，舌头转动的声音。谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？就吩咐用耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。他们又请彼得住了几天，因为先受圣灵，然后认为神悦纳他们了。原来跟你一家人外邦人呐、以为这个救恩只有留在这个留给这个犹太人。其实神不是这样子，神是万能的神，外邦人接纳，让先。以赐圣灵给他们，彼得才敢，不然的话，彼得不敢了，给外邦人施洗的，所以先受圣灵，然后受洗。
Originally, they thought that the Holy Spirit is only poured out to the Jews. However, here the Holy Spirit has been given to even the Gentiles, and therefore Peter dared to baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus so that they can be saved. If they had not received the Holy Spirit, then probably they would have thought that Holy Spirit is only reserved for the Jews. However, because God is merciful, He has given His Holy Spirit to all mankind.
我们教会里面也有一些人先受圣灵，然后才受洗。
And there are many cases in our church when people receive the Holy Spirit, then they get baptized.
我也是其中的一个，我也先受圣灵，然后才受洗。
And I'm one of them. I received the Holy Spirit first, then only I am baptized.
原则上是洗礼之后罪得到赦免才受圣，但神有特别的恩典，因为在这个时候啊，不先赐圣灵给他的话呢，那么彼得不敢给他施洗的。
And normally the procedures is a person will be baptized first, then receive the Holy Spirit.
所以各位求道的朋友啊，你们如果恳切、诚恳的求圣灵，啊，等一下求圣灵祷告的时候啊，你们诚恳的到前面来求，迫切的求，说不定你们也可以得到神的怜悯，可以赐圣灵给你们。
Therefore, for anyone of you who are here seeking for the truth, please come to the front later and pray. And with the mercy of God, God will give you the Holy Spirit.
那你得到圣灵之后，就认识啊、有真、又真又活的神呢、啊，在我们教会里面呢、啊。
Only the moment when you receive the Holy Spirit, then you will truly experience this true and living God in our church.
那在星期天啊、你们如果愿意受洗的话呢，我们可以给你施洗了，因为神承认你们了。
And if you are willing, you can be baptized because God has already acknowledged you and has given you this Holy Spirit.
以上所讲的，我们教会的洗礼有赦罪的权柄，这个种种奇妙的现象表现有赦罪的权柄。
I have said that in our church, our water baptism has this power to forgive your sin.
我们教会有这个说方言，人家能够听得见、看得见的圣灵，合乎圣经的记载，啊，所以我们敢说，我们是真教会。
In our church, because our Holy Spirit is evidenced in speaking in tongues as recorded in the Bible, and therefore we dare to call ourselves the true church.
除了这个水灵二洗的真正的神的恩典在我们教会以外，如果这个除掉没有了，我们就教会空洞了，不如别的教会了。
And if you were to take this baptism of the water and the Spirit away from our church, then our church is no different from other churches.
因为真正的救恩水灵二洗在我们教会里面，所以我们感受。感谢真耶稣教会。
And because the true salvation lies in the baptism of water and of the baptism of water and the Spirit, and therefore we dare to call ourselves the true church.
愿圣灵感动你们，使你们更认识啊，又真又活的神在我们啊教会里面，而来跟我们啊有把握的走这一条啊进天国的。
And may the Holy Spirit move you to come and walk on this path of salvation together with us.